SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump has rallied supporters today in Wisconsin ahead of Tuesday's presidential debate.
Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We're going to turn it around fast.
Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Amazon challenging the structure of the National Labor Relations Board in a lawsuit, accusing the agency of improperly influencing the outcome of a union election at a company warehouse more than 2 years ago. That complaint closely aligned with some legal arguments the tech giant made earlier this year. Also at SRNnews.com, news media calling on the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to make public the plea deal struck with the 9/11 defendants.
Seven news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and three defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
Evacuations have now been ordered as a wildfire continues to charp a lot of acreage in the foothills of a national forest near Los Angeles. The so-called Line Fire is 65 miles east of L.A. Officials say there have been no reports of any injuries. This is SRN News. Historically black church soundly rejects gay marriage.
A number of Protestant denominations have decided to embrace homosexual unions, but the African Methodist Episcopal Church is standing firm. The church rejected an appeal to permit gay marriage at its recently concluded general conference. The denomination's Book of Doctrine states that, quote, the AME Church believes that unions of any kind between persons of the same sex or gender are contrary to the will of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals putting out ideas how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen who are under a lot of stress these days. A spokesman says many Christians simply do not realize how demanding it is to be a pastor. They face conflict and criticism and often work up to 70 hours per week. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson in Italy, his first foreign trip as Speaker, and says the legislative counterparts from other G7 nations are expressing concern over America's recent role on the world stage. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana congressman offered a diplomatic answer.
To put it frankly, I don't talk to our allies about this openly, but you and I know that the Biden and Harris administration have appeased and apologized and accommodated the enemies of our country. And we know that when Donald Trump was president, America really did project strength on the world stage. And our adversaries feared us, and they knew that aggression towards the U.S. would just not be tolerated. He brought back the policy of peace through strength, and we desperately need it again.
Wisconsin officials having a recall of eggs. That follows an outbreak of salmonella in 65 people in 9 states. More details at SRNnews.com.